This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit goldenoaklending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, can we please talk about the naked, kung fu fighting, wielding stabber guy? What?
Can we also talk about who he looks like?
What happened?
I don't think so.
Not yet.
Oh, we are.
Yeah, Channel 9 reporting.
Definitely talking about
there
that.
There was a Kansas City man charged with first degree assault and armed criminal action.
Okay.
Allegedly stabbed his neighbor multiple times with a 3-pronged martial arts weapon.
Like a trident?
While naked.
Oh, so there's that.
And was allegedly throwing flaming objects from the apartment after the stabbing.
So the martial arts weapon was a 3-pronged weapon.
It's called a sai.
Or a trident.
Like a trident.
Oh, crank that.
Similar.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. No, 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 no. Is that how you pronounce that, Dan? An S-A-I?
I think so. Sai.
So he's naked. Let's start there. On a balcony.
I think you've got a phrase that applies.
Oh, I've seen those before.
Oh, it looks like a devil's pitchfork.
Those are awesome.
It is used for striking, blocking, and disarming in karate and other martial arts.
In what?
Karate.
It's originally from Okinawa.
Okay.
The extra tine can be used to rake an opponent's eyes or hook their clothing or collarbone. It looks exactly like a devil's pitchfork. You would not want that coming at you in any shape or form.
That's awesome. I want one for my wall.
That's pretty cool looking.
I don't want a naked guy flinging it at me. Weirdo.
I did not know those were called sais. The handle is called a suka.
Beating and kicking at the door.
Wait, the victim told officers he barely knew the 33-year-old. He starts kicking and beating his door, so the victim opened the door. He said, as soon as I opened the door, never open the door when someone's banging on your door, he said the man immediately attacked him with the sai, stabbing him on his right arm, the left side of his upper chest, and the top of his head. Well, yeah, you could do 3-in-1. It's got 3 prongs on it.
Well, his last name is Triplett.
Okay. Before they got the victim into an ambulance, officers watched as this man Triplett started throwing flaming items out his front door, which officers then had to avoid being hit by.
What were the flaming items like?
It doesn't say. It's different than the sai. He does have a criminal history, $50,000 bond, guessing he's not welcome back at that apartment complex. And dare I say, could there have been some substances involved here, Dan? Have you seen the mugshot?
I've seen the mugshot, and I'm going to assume, based on, there were probably some substances.
There's something going on there.
Why do we even need to look at the mugshot?
Because
he's got a sai, and he's naked, and he looks just like somebody I know.
Are we not supposed to say who he looks like?
I don't think we should.
Why?
We don't want to. No.
I think it's funny.
No.
That's a doppelganger.
I am management adjacent, and I would strongly advise that we do not
That is
go down that road.
It's clearly not him, but it does look just like him.
We've already gone too far down that road.
He looks as much like he looks.
And now we're
more,
continuing to go down that road.
I haven't named a name. He looks more like him than I look like Bill Murray on Stripes.
Yeah.
And would you look at that? We're late for break.
No, we're not.
Uncanny.
I mean, it is like they're twins.
Okay.
Everyone has a doppelganger.
That's true. Right. There are people out there that do look like Scott Parks, surprisingly.
Yeah, they're called Bill Murray. And this guy looks just like you know who.
Mm-hmm. All right, when we get back, Loser of the Year award, and he is going to prison. We don't know how long yet, but it's not going to be long enough. A former employee at a North Kansas City hospital has pleaded guilty to spying on women in an employee
locker room.
Locker area. Specifically, near the toilet region of the locker area. Mm. And his sentence is going to be, what?
Well, I haven't read that
And
far.
By the way, oh wait, Scott, by the way, do you know how they ended up actually nailing him?
No.
He caught himself on tape. You know, when you're positioning a hidden camera, you ding-a-ling, you showed yourself.
Okay.
Police are like, is this you?
Oh, he's married?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Line forms to the left, ladies. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.